Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stacks, you and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Varell Coast to Coast.
All right, Pharrell with you and Carver High on Coast to Coast as we start the week off on a Monday. And we get into baseball now, and the deadline is tomorrow at 6 Eastern for deals, and they're already swinging trades left and right in the majors today, as you've heard Carver High mention the Frankie Montas deal. But why don't we start with the Josh Hader deal? And let me say this and preface this way. They know something about Hader getting lit up in the last 2 weeks, a couple times. Two different times he got lit up and lost games, blew saves, right? Like, it was not once, it was twice. And my guess is, this is just me, I feel like they know something, that his stuff is not as electric as it's always been, because if he's given up game walk-off home runs and getting hit, where he never gave up any runs, and he never gave up hits. The guy was absolutely lockdown special. The fact that he got lit up, I think, a couple times, Mike, is the reason. I think they know that he's losing it, and they got rid of him for a bag of donuts to the Padres. And I think at the end of the day, my guess is that they actually, even though it looks like the Padres fleeced them, I think it might be the other way around.
Yeah, look, time's going to tell with that one. There was two things at play here. Now, one, you could be right. He has not been as sharp in the past month. He has given up some runs. He's blown a couple of games. So maybe they do know something with that. He is scheduled to be a free agent at the end of next season. So he is signed through the 2023 season. They have already determined they are not going to re-sign him. They are not going to give him the kind of money that he is going to command as an elite closer. Personally, look, they're in the race to win that division, to make the playoffs. It's a very tough deal to make and to sell to the fans. When the president of baseball operations has to put out a statement as to why they made a trade, you know, I mean, look, players who are receiving help ensure the future of Brewers baseball. This will help us get more bites at the apple to get in a World Series. Like, they're trying to justify it, obviously, because he was very popular there and very good there. Now, the guys they got back, Rodgers was the closer in the Padres. You know, it is what it is. Dinelson Lamet got hurt a few years ago, hasn't been the same since. Two prospects that were in the top 20 of the Padre organization. You're taking a chance, but like you said, maybe they know something everybody else doesn't.
It's got to be. It absolutely has to be outside of all the rhetoric, all the excuses, all the statements that are being released. And talking about, like, that closer they got in return and that bag of donuts with Lamet, I mean, honestly, and two prospects, it's got to be something else. It's got to be. And I'm not talking about something happened in the organization or he did something. None of that. I think this is, they know that his stuff is not what it was yesterday, today. I mean, that's it. Like, because what are they saying? You're sitting here right now with me, and you watch every inning of the Yankee games like I do. They're doing the exact same thing to Chapman. I mean, this guy, he's a middle reliever now, and he was the greatest closer they've ever had. And now he gets treated like his stuff is junk. And that's basically what they're doing to Hader.
Look, the shelf life, not everybody could be Mariano Rivera. All right, and do this at the highest level for 20 years in Major League Baseball. You don't see relievers do that type of stuff. It's very tough. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us today. All my last thing with it is this. If you think you can win the World Series this year, you're telling me they couldn't get the same type of deal in the offseason? Why not trade him in November when he has 1 year left on his deal? Why are you trading him now when you have half a year and you're in first place in the NL Central? It just doesn't, it makes no sense. There's something more to it.
I agree.
Like you're saying.
And the Brewers will now win absolutely nothing.
Yeah, look, and they might trade for Joey Gallo, too. They're one of the teams that allegedly is on the short list.
Then you fire the GM.
To try to
trades for Ernest and Julio Gallo. He is literally, I mean, honestly, he is the worst
Ernest
baseball player that's ever played in Major League Baseball history. He's got to be.
He's not very good. But he needs a fresh start somewhere else.
No, he doesn't. Okay, he's so bad. He is so bad that have you seen him? He talks to himself. Have you ever seen him like out on the field? He's talking to himself because he's saying, I used to be a Major League Baseball player. And now, I mean, that guy, the other day when he hit a home run, his 12th home run, I almost fell over because it was like the first hit he's had in 3 months.
Well, those are, I think, the only 12 hits that he has.
He did it in Baltimore,
this
I think.
Season are those 12 home runs. He doesn't have many hits aside from those couple of dingers that
get
he's
him
got.
Out.
I have a feeling, I
get
have a
out.
Feeling that in the next 24 hours or so, 25 hours, he could be out at some point. Really nowhere to play him right now anyway. After the Benintendi trade over the weekend. We will come back and get into yesterday's games. We'll rapid fire through all the games from yesterday, a couple of other smaller trades. We have tickets to go for tonight, Scotty. Yankees are home for the Mariners and several other games. Giants, Dodgers tonight in San Francisco. So a lot to do when we come back.
I can't believe you told me that Castillo's pitching for the Mariners, what, on Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
I'm going to puke.
Wednesday.
I mean, they're just, yeah. I put that one in already that the Yankees are going to lose.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, they are watching us in San Diego right now. I just got a text from the esteemed Esquire, Cole Haan Casey, and young Lachlan watching Sports Grid TV and very concerned that the Padres may have been fleeced by a dirty deal by the Brewers. That something must be amiss.
Look, you're not fleeced if you end up maybe going to or winning the World Series, right? What if the Padres somehow in the next 24 hours swing Juan Soto as well? And they add Soto and Hader to Machado and Tatis coming back and the rest of the guys that they – and hey, you never know. Then it's not a fleecing. All you got to do is win one, and it's not a fleecing.
If they get Soto and they got Hader – I'm leaving my family, and I'm moving into Cole's mansion in Del Mar.
There you go. You want to get down there anyway to sunny Southern California.
Do.
Getting the mix down
I don't,
there.
East All Coast right. surfing sucks. It really does. The waves suck. It's way better in San Diego, son.
Let's try to get ourselves through all of the weekend's action in Major League Baseball. We will start, Scotty, with the Yankees, who, yes, you said, probably should have swept the Royals all four games, but did not happen. They blow a late lead on Sunday in the finale. Salvi Perez going yard
it.
For the Royals on Bally Sports Kansas City against Clay Holmes.
I knew it.
Salvi, fly ball center field, deep and gone for his second three-run home run of the series.
I got to tell you. I swear to God, when I was watching the game and I saw him standing in that batter's box and I saw Holmes all over that plate, he was all over the place, I was like, right in that moment, I went, oh, no. He's going to give up a three-run shot to this fat ass Salvi Perez, who knocks home runs out when you least expect it. Remember when he won the home run title a couple of years ago? I think he finished tied for it, and that's how it ended, in a tie. But he can hit him, and he hit that puppy to dead center. I mean, what a bomb. And I don't blame Holmes for anything. He's had a great year. But I'm starting to see that he looks tired to me.
He's had a couple of very questionable outings. I'm going to say maybe four of his last five or six outings have been very questionable for Holmes. So that needs to be cleaned up a little bit. We mentioned earlier in the show that Aaron Judge was hitting bombs all weekend against Kansas City. He now has 42 homers on the season entering August. And, Scotty, he has widened the gap for the odds for the American League MVP. You spoke with Jason Scott about this earlier. Minus 380, minus 400 in some other places as well. Otani now into the plus area. So Judge, Scotty, looking good on the odds board for the MVP.
I'm buying your theory that you cannot give it to a guy with a team as bad as the Angels. With what Judge is doing belly to belly till this point, and all that's left now is to go from 42 to 62, and if he ends up at that projected 67, then screw that. Let's start going for 74. Can you imagine? I'll tell you what, people laugh all they want. The guy in the last week hit so many home runs, and so many of them, two in one game here, two in one game there, two in another. I mean, this guy has become the most significant player in baseball today. Everyone wants to watch this guy's at-bats. Before long, ESPN will be breaking away from whatever they're doing to show this guy's at-bats in September. Watch.
The Yankees, of course, have made a couple of trades today. We mentioned Frankie Montas. That's in. They also, Scotty, get 28-year-old reliever Scott Efros from the Chicago Cubs, having a very good year. Little side armor, too, Scotty. You know what I like about this? I like that in October, teams like the Astros, Rays, Jays haven't seen a lot of this guy, and that's why I think it's better than getting somebody like David Robertson, who everybody's seen and everybody's hit and everybody's done. I like a guy that maybe is a little bit of an unknown. Hopefully he helps out. Here's Aaron Boone.
We've been
Boone
down Robertson Alley before in New York.
I don't need it. I don't need it. Give me a kid like this who maybe will come in and get some big outs. Here's Aaron Boone yesterday, Scotty. Not worried about what the Yankees may do. Got news for Aaron. They've done a lot before their game with the Mariners tonight. Here he is.
Look, I think whatever happens, and I'm sure it's going to be a crazy 48 hours in the baseball world. You know, if we're able to do something, I'm sure, be excited about it. I'm sure it's with an idea of making us better right now. But, you know, my focus is on who we have right now. And we've been one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, and we'll continue to be that whatever happens over the next 48 hours. And that's where my focus lies.
Okay, so everything you said is dead on about the kid from the Cubs who's a rookie who throws sidewinder. And then you get another reliever from the A's, and you get Montas. But for me, the thing that stood out the most was the Benintendi deal for me, because here's a guy that hits 315. He is a flat-out hitter. That's what he does. He plays a decent outfield. But the guy is going to rake hits in the Bronx like nobody's business from the left side. Now, let me tell you something. I think Aaron Hack is maybe the worst right-handed batter of all time. They've got to stop letting that guy switch hit and bat from the right side, because when he hits from the left side, he's actually a decent, you know, pull power hitter. He can hit home runs. He can drive the ball. He's only good from the left side. He's no Eddie Murray. You know, there's some guys that switch hit that are flat out good. Aaron Hack sucks from the right side. He's anemic. He's as bad as Joey Gallo. But now they can use him on the left side, and they have a guy in Benintendi who absolutely swings a bat like a pure hitter, left-handed hitter that ropes singles and gap shots and home runs left and right. I love the Benintendi deal for the future of their outfield, because Gallo and Hack both suck in the outfield. People say, I hear this all the time, Gallo's this great defensive outfielder. My effing ass. He's good at nothing. He's slow. He's terrible. Oh, he can throw a ball. I don't even trust him to throw a ball. Get him the F out of here. He's a hack. And his lover, Aaron Hack. Get rid of both of them. Give me Benintendi all day.
We'll I'm see right. if Gallo is gone by. Great. I like the Benintendi move a lot. Definitely helps out in a lot of areas for them.
He's a 300 hitter.
Line up another lefty. It's a good move. There are allegedly some teams, as we mentioned, that would be willing to take Joey Gallo off the Yankees' hands. We will find out by tomorrow at 6 o'clock if that is actually the case. Good weekend for the Blue Jays. They beat the Tigers 3 out of 4. Matt Chapman, Scotty, he had 4 home runs over the weekend for the Jays. Here's the 4th one yesterday on Peacock.
Yes, he is. Deep to left for Chapman, and it bounces out of here. Another home run in the series for Chapman, and a 2-0 Toronto lead.
I know I sent you the numbers. Over the last 10 days, the guy hit 462. I mean, end of story. Yeah.
He has been on fire. Alek Manoah left the game for the Jays on Friday night with elbow contusion. The Braves beat the Diamondbacks 1-0. They swept the weekend series. Austin Riley, my pick for NL MVP a couple weeks ago at 20-1. The walk-off double on Bally Sports South.
Line drive right center field. That ball's down. It's up against the fence. Olsen around second. On his way to third. They're going to wave it. Here comes the throw. It is going to be late. And the Braves win it.
I mean, what this guy did in July, give him the numbers, Carver High, it's ridiculous.
426 in 26 games played, 14 doubles, 11 homers, 25 RBIs. He was 20-1 2 weeks ago. Now the second choice at plus 650 behind Goldschmidt to win the NL MVP, and I think he'll catch him.
No one's talking about Goldschmidt anymore at all. Riley is the choice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you just had to start the segment with the Red Sox, didn't you? You just had to do that to me.
No, I'm not going to do it, actually. The Red Sox did beat the Brewers 7-2 at Fenway yesterday. Xander Bogaerts had an RBI double, but guess what? We're not going to hear it because nobody cares about the Red Sox when they're in last place, Scotty. That's how it goes. No, Trevor Story has a hairline fracture in his wrist. He's finished. The Red Sox
shame.
Are expected to deal J.D. Martinez. What a shame. It's just all not going right for the Red Sox so far, Scotty. Not a great weekend for the Buccos either. They were swept 4 games by the Phillies at home. How about this one yesterday? We'll definitely hear this. Kyle Schwarber, 441-foot oppo taco. It's the 10th longest opposite field homer in the Statcast era, and here it is on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
3 balls and 2 strikes. That one was smoked deep to left field. Going back on it is Gamble. It is gone! Kyle Schwarber the opposite way has given the Phils a 3-1 lead. It's his 33rd home run of the year.
So what he's done without Bryce Harper in that lineup since busting his thumb and having surgery, to me, is Austin Riley, Schwarbaum, 1-2 for MVP. Goldie on ice is not even in the conversation anymore. That was all first half nonsense.
I'm with you. I think it's Riley. I think that Riley and Schwarber are definitely in the top 3 or 4 of conversation, especially Riley. That's my pick right now. Having a tremendous year in Atlanta. Reds beat the Orioles 3-2 yesterday. Brandon Drury, seems like this guy always finds his way onto Coast to Coast. Another homer on Bally Sports Cincinnati.
Drury hit for Moustakas and walked in the 6th. Drury launches to left. Santander back at the wall.
Yeah, Mike, a lot of teams are interested in Drury for tomorrow's deadline. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him move.
That might be the last highlight we play of Drury as a member of the Cincinnati Reds, depending on what happens in the next 24 hours. Cleveland, Scotty, is not going away in the American League Central. They are now one game back of Minnesota for the division lead. Austin Hedges with the go-ahead two-run single on Bally Sports Cleveland yesterday.
Line drive center field. That's going to get down. Fran Mill scores. Around third, Andrés Giménez will score as well. And ending up at third base is Alex Call. Austin Hedges delivers with a two-out, two-run single. And the guards go back in front, 5-3.
Between the hedges. Did you hear him call them the guards? Is that what they call them now?
The guards. That is the first time I've heard that one. The guards. Gives the guards the lead. I can't have it. I cannot believe they changed the name
it's
of that team.
It's just not that cool.
right now, the guards are one game back of Minnesota. The White Sox, two games back of Minnesota. We will discuss them in a moment. The Mets, Scotty, beat the Marlins 9-3. They sweep that series. They have won six in a row. Tyler Naquin, who they picked up over the weekend, get him right in the lineup. The big triple on SNY.
Naquin hits it toward right center. That falls in for a base hit, and it bounces all the way toward the warning track. It scores McNeil. Naquin goes to third. The relay throw too late. It bounces away, but Naquin will stay put after an RBI triple. His first hit as a Met, and it's 4-0.
Is that like the same thing as when we were at the Fan, Carver High, and the bars were closed, and instead I'd just drink an entire bottle of NyQuil and do the show?
Yes, yes, exactly the same thing, Tyler NyQuil. Getting it done.
Tyler
right
NyQuil,
there.
That's Jacob our boy. That's a new one we got going right there.
Tyler NyQuil. The Met fans are hoping we have more highlights of Tyler NyQuil to play between now and the end of the season. Jacob deGrom will return for the Mets tomorrow night in D.C. against the Nationals. He is done with the rehab starts down at AAA. It is deGrom time. We will see if he can make it through the rest of the season. And it is a fair question to ask with how the health has been for Jacob deGrom the last couple of years. Mets owner Steve Cohen swinging hard for a Citi Field casino license, Scotty. That's what we need, honestly. We need the books right there. We need books in Citi, books at Yankee Stadium, books at the put the books everywhere all over New York. Let's go.
You know, I got to tell you, as you know, I do a lot of runs down to Atlantic City. And now, lately, I've been doing runs to lovely Freehold, New Jersey, to hit the window. I go wherever I can get to the window and you know, make money and make deposits and withdrawals. I got to tell you, they might as well just do it. Put a sports book in a casino right by Citi Field, and then wait till you see that place blow up. I mean, it'll pop like nobody's business. They need more of it. The one at the Meadowlands, the FanDuel, is fantastic. That was carrying the city forever. But, you know, in my opinion, they should have more of them. You know, FanDuel, whoever, put more of them in. I don't understand. You put them in all these arenas in D.C. and everywhere else. They should be at Yankee Stadium. They should be at Madison Square Garden. They should be at Citi Field. They should be everywhere. Christ, they should have one out at that horse track. I mean,
I was going to say, get me one at the horse track.
They got it right.
The horse track, baby. Come on. Can't just bet the ponies out there. Put a little game action in on the game before you go in.
Right.
The White Sox, as we mentioned, they beat the A's 4-1 yesterday. We will start, Scotty, with Eloy Giménez. We mentioned Jose Abreu had a homer. So did Giménez on NBC Sports Chicago.
First pitch swing, and that one pummeled out of here. 4-1.
Every run now is a big run, and Eloy would hit a line drive to left, a deep fly ball to center, and now hits one out to right center field. And that's his fifth, and if he starts heating it up, this lineup is going to look a lot longer.
They used to do that at Comiskey Park, too. Every time a guy hit a home run, the fireworks would go off. The scoreboard would spin and let off rockets.
I know you haven't heard from Tony in a while, The White Sox are now only two games back. We'll take the temperature. Go ahead. Let's see how he feels about his team heading into the stretch run. Here's Tony.
Matt, you know, I got a lot of time to reflect. Sometimes you try to reflect. I say, okay, hang in. Other times, hey, this, we've been through a lot to get to this point. And, you know, we're literally in contention. So I think we're going to be excited about it. Treat every series like it's the last one we're going to play. And, you know, we have to get a lot of wins. But, you know, the most fun that you can have during the regular season is to get to the last 2 months and have a chance. It's everything is amped up in every moment, every at-bat, so we're in a position to do that. We just have to get the wins. And we know how that thing ends up, you know, with all those Minnesota games and San Diego and everybody in between. So, but, I mean, we're excited. However we got here, you know.
We're excited.
We're in contention in Kansas City three times. That's the fun.
Three times. Yeah,
listen,
go beat them.
Let's save a lot of time here. The White Sox do have an excellent chance, and so do the guards, because the Twins don't have pitching. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Listen, you can have Sonny Gray all day, six ways till Sunday. That's not winning. They haven't won a playoff series, I think, in 15 tries. They've lost 15 straight playoff games. The Yankees own them. Their starting pitching isn't good enough. If they don't do a deal tomorrow by the deadline, and who's left? Montas is gone now. Who are they going to go get? The Twins are going to blow this because of their pitching. And the guards are playing better than them. And the White Sox have the pitching and the clothes and the talent. Two games. I mean, that's like a fart. I mean, honestly. Yeah. I mean, that's nothing. Two games is nothing. That could be over by the end of the week.
And as we mentioned, this weekend started a long stretch for the White Sox where they're playing subpar competition. The Royals, the Tigers,
Tony.
They're playing a lot of bad teams over the next few weeks. Tim Anderson did get suspended for three games. Did you see that? Him with the umpire on Friday night, Scotty? He was giving him the business in that game against the A's. Not a good scene there. The Astros beat the Mariners 3-2 in 10 innings. They took 3 out of 4. Mariners can beat everybody right now. Except the Astros. That is just the way that they've won 18 of their last 25 games. Here's the problem. All those losses were against the Astros. Every single one of them.
Same as
pretty
the
ridiculous.
Yankees.
We are going to – same as the Yankees. Yordan Alvarez had the walk-off. We don't need to hear it because it's Yordan Alvarez, and we've played 900 walk-offs from Yordan Alvarez already this season. Verlander now with 240 career wins after he won on Friday night. The Mariners, as we mentioned, got Luis Castillo from the Reds for three prospects. Let's try to get in Dodgers and the Rockies, Scotty. 7-3. The story here, James Outman, his first major league at bat. What did he do? Let's hear it on Sportsnet LA.
On a 1-1 pitch, he hits a high drive. James Outman! Welcome to the bigs! Welcome to your dream! A home run in his first big league at-bat!
I love the fact that he had three hits in the game, and his family, all of them, like 15 of them, were hammered in the seats just partying. I mean, they were throwing down like nobody's business.
They were getting after it, that's for sure. The Rangers beat the Angels 5-2. They beat them a bunch of times over the weekend. But Ohtani hit a massive home run on Saturday night, so that's all that anybody's going to remember. Mike Trout says his back's getting better. Expects to be in the lineup soon. Another guy, what happened to Mike Trout? Are you ever going to play again? Jeez.
Well, he's going to get that $425 million.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, Carver High, I saw it said best, frankly, that if the Angels were to deal Ohtani, Artie Moreno might as well just throw in the towel. Like, just get rid of the team.
Yeah.
Because there's really no other reason to own the, whatever you want to call them, Anaheim Angels, as far as I'm concerned. Honestly, like, how stupid would you have to be to trade Ohtani? I mean, I'd rather trade Mike Trout with that bad back of his and his 2 years of injuries than Ohtani. I wouldn't let Ohtani out of Anaheim. I wouldn't even let him go to the airport. I wouldn't even let him drive. I wouldn't even let him, frankly, I'd kill his agent. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, how dumb do you have to be? I mean, haters bad enough. You cannot let Ohtani lead. I mean, they might as well fold up shop.
The Padres, Yankees, and White Sox allegedly made a run at Ohtani, but the Angels told all the teams they will not be trading him. Ohtani is in a similar position as Hader, Scotty, a free agent at the end of next season. After the 2023 season is when Ohtani will be free to go wherever he chooses. The Padres beat the Twins 3-2. Tatis, actually last week, Scotty, was taking batting practice with the team for the first time this year. The doc told me on Friday that he is very, very close, it looks like, to getting back in the lineup with the Padres. Giants beat the Cubs 4-0 last night. Both teams suck, but David Ross had to apologize for jokingly giving Jock Peterson the double bird at the start of the series on Thursday. Obviously, Ross and Peterson know each other from the Chicago days. He was having some fun with the double bird, and a camera caught him, and everybody got very upset with him. Jock Peterson then had to go on the 7-day concussion IL also this weekend. Rival teams believe that the Giants are ready to sell by the deadline tomorrow, Scotty. Perhaps even tonight's starter, Carlos Rodon, who pitched yesterday for them, I should say, last night against the Cubs, he could be in the mix on the move.
The Nolan Twins Arenado will get play, him.
Yes.
The Twins
That's the
have
kind of
to
guy
get
that
him.
The Twins should get. That's the kind of guy that the Twins should. He pitched in the AL Central last year with the White Sox. Like, that's the type of move, you're right, that would really help them out because their pitching is just god-awful. It's bad.
Yep.
Nolan Arenado will play for Team USA at the World Baseball Classic, and nobody cared about that either. We have games tonight. Let's go. Cincinnati and Miami are open up a series down in South Beach tonight. Hunter Green and Jesus Luzardo, -112 for the Reds. Total now down to 7.5 from 8 earlier in the day.
All right, so in this one, what are we doing here? Green against Luzardo. I went with the Marlins here, and I'm looking at massive over 8 runs. Or is that what the number is at 8?
Went down to 7.5. Now it's 7.5 at this moment.
Yeah, listen, both of these guys give up just buco amounts of runs. I'm all over the over in the Marlins.
Mets and Nationals in D.C. tonight. Max Scherzer against Patrick Corbin. Heavy lumber, -260 now for the Mets. This total is now up to 8.5 from 8 earlier in the day.
Well, you had me going on scoring all kinds of runs on the, lion's share and everything else. I'm on Scherzer here. It's my number one play on PharrellOnTheBench.com. And I think they're going to absolutely rake on Corbin. He's awful. He gives up 7 runs a game himself.
Yeah, that was my whole thinking with the share earlier, is that the Mets are probably going to get over the 7.5 just beating up on Corbin, and Scherzer will take care of the rest. The Mariners into New York tonight at the Boogie Down against the Yankees. Domingo Herman goes for them. Marco Gonzalez for Seattle. -190 now for the Yankees. Total of 9.
Well, I've already seen left-handers come into the Bronx and give them problems. I'm actually betting on Gonzalez tonight and the Mariners at the Bronx. I like him against – look, Herman, he's pitched once, right? And he looked awful. And his ERA is awful. But that's only just one bad start. So my problem with him is he just hasn't pitched in so long that he's like rust never sleeps. Gonzalez going to go out and throw junk mail all night long. You're going to see all kinds of funky slow stuff and junk. So – I give him a shot. And the Mariners, I'll give you this. The Yankees are killing everyone in the Bronx. Yes. What are they, 40-13 or something like that at home? But I'm going to go for it tonight one time with Seattle.
A tough break for Seattle coming into the Bronx. Julio Rodriguez goes on the IL with the broken hand, and no Ty France tonight either, Scotty. So two of their better hitters out of the lineup for the Mariners.
So I'll bet on him. Why not?
There you go. Arizona and Cleveland tonight. The guards have our pal Cal Quantrill on the Hill, minus 162. I now see the Diamondbacks listed as to be determined as they try to figure out who's going to pitch 2 hours before the game. Total of 9, up from 8.5 earlier in the day.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all either. I think Quantrill and Davies have both been tough. They don't give up tons of runs. I like the under here and the guards.
Tigers and the Twins tonight in Minnesota. Sanchez and Scooble tonight, minus 136 for Minnesota, total of 8.
I think Scooble's been Detroit's best pitcher. And, you know, they don't ever back him. He's 7-8. But his ERA's 3-6. I think he's been tough. I still bet on the Twins, though, because the game's in Minnie. And that reason they're in first place all year is because of their lineup. It's not because of their pitching. So I think they're going to be able to beat him tonight in Minneapolis.
Red Sox and the Astros in Houston. Nasty Nate Eovaldi and Luis Garcia, minus 168 now for the Stros. Total of 7.5.
Yeah, you know, this total's tough, right? But I'm going to go under, and I'm going to take the Astros, obviously. I think Boston's season's going down the toilet. And I'm going to take Garcia over Eovaldi. Last week, I went out and bet on Eovaldi in a game. I'm like, I can't bet against him in Fenway. And meanwhile, he got torched. I mean, absolutely torched. They set him on fire. What did he give up, 12 runs? All I know is I'm going every night Astros. I don't care where they play.
That was against the guards last week up at Fenway. He got beat up by Cleveland. Orioles and the Rangers tonight. John Gray against Spencer, don't call me Sammy Watkins, minus 174 for Texas now. This total down to 7.5.
Well, I'm a fascist because I took your strikeout total and went over to Rainbow with Gray, but I bet on the Orioles to win the game. So go figure. I bet on Seattle. Their whole lineup's in the hospital. I'm betting on the O's to beat a guy that I said is going to have 12 strikeouts. I must still be drunk or something from the beach.
Look, he could get those strikeouts and still give up a couple of runs. The Royals and the White Sox, Michael Kopech and Lynch tonight, minus 166, total of 9.
Yeah, lots of runs here. Everybody scores lots of runs on the Royals, and their bullpen is disastrous. I like the White Sox here and Kopech on the south side of Chicago. The White Sox are making their move right now, whether you see it or not.
Let's go out to San Diego where they got that nice soft serve ice cream in the helmet. Mike Clevinger goes for the Padres tonight against the Rockies in Centazella, minus 210 for San Diego, total of 7.5.
Here's another tough total. I'm going to take another risk and go under here. I actually like Clevinger and Centazella. I think they both keep it tight. It's going to be a good game tonight in Petco. I like the Padres barely by a run.
And finally, the Dodgers and the Giants in San Francisco. Andrew Heaney making his second start since coming off the IL. Logan Webb goes for the Giants, minus 144 for L.A., total of 8.
For my guy Cole Haan, I'm going to go with Webb and the Giants tonight in Oracle. I think they get it done. I've told you before. I think Andrew Heaney's like one of the worst pitchers I've ever seen in my life. So there's no way I'm betting on him. Now watch, he'll go out and win, but I still think he stinks. I'll take Webb every day. I'm on the Giants tonight, even though the Dodgers. Listen, you said earlier about this division. This division's over. The Padres aren't catching the Dodgers. Padres are a wild card team at best. The Giants season is over, but tonight they can beat the Dodgers.
There you go. That is your night. In Major League Baseball, let's get a lot of tickets. All right, I'm going to sift through a couple of things here, Scotty. You did most of pretty much all the NBA earlier with Coach, so I'm going to leave that alone. John Klingberg, of course, Stars defenseman, signs a one-year deal with the Ducks for $7 million. The Kings are going to retire Dustin Brown's number and give him a statue outside the Crypto Arena. I know we saw a lot of statues out there, Scotty, from the Kings and the Lakers, everything else. We might be going a little too far when we put the Dustin Brown statue up outside of Crypto. Let's relax.
Honestly, like, how do you have a statue of Wayne Gretzky outside the arena, and now you're going to put Dustin Brown next to Wayne Gretzky? I mean, I want to know who made that decision up in the front office. That's who's tough. Sleeping with who? I mean, how is that possible? Like, oh, Dustin Brown had a nice career, and he was lucky he was on all those cup teams that they had their little run there of glory. But a statue for Dustin Brown? What's next? A statue for Doughty's teeth? I mean, honestly.
It's tough. I was just as surprised. The Sharks will retire. Patrick Marleau's number in February. I'm going to do the college with you tomorrow. Arkansas and Louisville in basketball will open the Maui Invitational this year. Tony Finau, Scotty, for the second week in a row, wins this time at the Rocket Mortgage. Wins in Minnesota, wins in Detroit. Back-to-back weeks for Finau. I know, we were all on Finau at the Open Championship, and now suddenly he can't lose. It's amazing how this stuff happens. Henrik the Dentist Stenson. Remember, he left to join LIV, his first event, a winner at the Trump Bedminster yesterday. So good for Henrik as he takes home a lot of money over on that LIV tour. They kicked him off as the captain of the European Ryder Cup team, replaced him with Luke Donald. So that will be the man who will now lead the Europeans in Rome next year for the 2023 Ryder Cup. Charles Barkley, Scotty, says he's staying with Turner in the NBA, not going to go to LIV. Well, thank God. Did you really want to see Charles Barkley leave basketball to go call golf? What a great decision by him.
It's so funny how they try to make this guy out to have like some kind of like life in golf with that crappy golf swing and game of his. Like, it's so funny to me. Like, he has no business being on a golf course. Stick to basketball. He's great at that. I want to talk about the money that the PGA is going to throw out next year. You know why? Because that is all in response to LIV. And really what it says to me is how cheap they've been, because they could have done this all along. They've been ripping off their golfers for years with their crappy payouts. And now because LIV came around in the Saudis, they finally decide that they can pay more money to the golfers. This is as phony as it gets.
44 regular season events, $415 million in prize money, including jacking up the purses of six or seven of their biggest events throughout the calendar. So that was their response for next year. McGregor and Mayweather are arguing over the rules for a potential $155 million rematch. Please. Can't wait for that. Amanda Nunes beats Juliana Pena on Saturday night at UFC 277. Gets revenge for that loss. Danny Garcia, did you see him beat Jose Benavidez Jr. at Barclays
Danny
over the
Swift.
Weekend as a junior middleweight? Ric Flair Swift. Wrestled his final match. He's 500 years.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fast forward, Pharrell in your facial, the Pharrella finish. How about this? Clap your hands. Massachusetts, they actually have passed the sports betting bill. You're going to be allowed to bet on sports in Boston. Imagine that. All the bookies are getting hammered right now. Man arrested after his seven dogs mauled a 71-year-old man. I could have seen that like happening. Seven dogs against some old man. Not good, Carver High. Massachusetts man accused of dealing drugs in Macy's. He was carrying 29 bags of heroin around. Are you using this dressing room? Actually, I am. Astronauts should not yank their chain in zero gravity. This just into the Spew newsroom. Man arrested for smuggling fentanyl in potato chip containers. We've tried everything, Carver High, tires, engines, now potato chip containers. Highly potent weed creating marijuana addicts worldwide. The world's already filled with marijuana addicts. WrestleMania 40 and 24 will be at the Link in Philly. Carver High, get tickets. Massive thunderstorm in Vegas. We told you, flooding everywhere. It was crazy. Flashy New York City bishop who was robbed of $1 million in jewelry allegedly stole $90,000 himself from one of his congregation members. He was fleecing one of his own church-going women of $90,000. A trucker charged with throwing a Molotov cocktail on the roof of a New Jersey strip club. I guess that Grandma Blow was powder after all. Cable company ordered to pay $7 billion in damages to the family of a Texas grandma murdered by an employee. Talk about hitting the lottery. Thanks, Grandma. Shakira could face 8 years in prison for tax evasion in Spain. Carver High, get Rusty Harden on the phone. We cannot let Shakira and her body go to jail. This is not good for the public at all. 7-year-old found dead in a washing machine hours after he was reported missing. Carver High, close the door to the dryer when you're done doing the laundry.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.